previously on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. Before we catch up with my special guest, let's get into this. Algoa Cares is brought to you by Spa. Caring isn't just what Spa does, it's who they are. Amanda Sickham, founder of Eyes to Eyes Foundation, is my special guest on Algoa Cares today. Amanda, delighted to have you join us on the show.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you very much for the opportunity to tell you a little bit more about what Eyes to Eyes does.
Right. You started your NPO with two other friends based on a personal experience. What was the catalyst to start Eyes to Eyes Foundation?
So I went blind in 2018 due to a rather rare infection that led to my corneas basically being eaten by living organisms. Mm. And it doesn't sound very pleasant, and it wasn't very pleasant. So Eyes to Eyes was registered in 2020, so that would have been 2 years into my treatment journey. I would have had my cornea transplants by then, but I still had a bit of a way to go in terms of getting my vision back. So after cornea transplants, unfortunately, sometimes because of the drops they put you onto, mm-hmm. which are steroids, yeah. you can develop cataract blindness. So that was an unfortunate experience for me as well, because just as I got my sight back, so I had to go into theater for my cataract, mm-hmm. which was really, really hard and solid and quite hard to remove. But it could only be done once all of the sutures had been removed.
Yes.
Because cornea transplants typically need 16 to 18 stitches per cornea mm-hmm. to keep the corneas in place. It's interesting, though, that we were going to talk a little bit about Sianda, who is one of our patients that yeah. is referred to us by a provincial hospital in Port Elizabeth.
I'll get into that shortly. What is the main cause of, this bacterial corneal blindness, if I may ask?
Actually, mine is very rare. So I wouldn't count my story as being sort of a typical yes. cause of corneal blindness. Most commonly, we deal with patients who've got keratoconus, which is, the cause of it is unknown. Okay. They put it down to possibly environmental factors, possibly there's a hereditary link.
Yeah.
Typically, it occurs in young patients who struggle with asthma and allergies, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They rub their eyes a lot.
Sure.
I mean, they can rub their eyes to the point where they actually tear their corneas.
Mm.
So keratoconus causes the cornea to bulge. It actually forms cones. So it's like sort of if you imagine a mountainous cornea as opposed to a smooth cornea, which is the front window of your eye, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got that all lumpy and bumpy, you're not going to get light refracted correctly onto the back of the eye because
right.
you've got all these distortions.
Yeah. Your NPO basically have helped more than 30 people restore their eyesight. So, well, bless your heart for that. What are some of the challenges faced by public health patients with this disease?
Okay, so we've actually done more than 80 patients.
Okay.
Since we started. The challenges faced in public health basically is funding. So budget cuts, particularly last year, I think, there was a massive budget cut, and ophthalmology, unfortunately, gets the bitter tail
yeah.
cut out of it. It's just one of those things where it falls in sort of the bottom categories of funding.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the different departments in a typical provincial hospital, so funding is the biggest thing,
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily have the resources. So, for example, we are fitting these patients with scleral lenses, which we import from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. And you all, yeah.
That requires specialized training by an optometrist. It's not something that, every Tom, Dick, and Harry can just go and fit as an optometrist. I think that's also, you know, there's a human resource issue in terms of having the right person in place to actually do measurements and fit these lenses correctly.
I also believe there's a long waiting list at insufficient corneal tissue in South Africa. What is the deal with this?
Yeah, so there's a long waiting list for patients needing corneal transplants. And, you know, you would think that with our number of deaths on the roads every day and, you know, just generally, we have a high incidence of deaths in South Africa, and there should be more than enough corneal tissue if people were registered as donors.
Okay.
So there are two sort of problems. There's a lack of awareness about the need for people to register. So I make an appeal to anybody to go to odf.org.za and register themselves as an organ and tissue donor. But also importantly, if you are registered, have the conversation with your family, because ultimately they have the final say. So on your demise, it's not, if you've got an organ and donor card on you, that doesn't guarantee that your tissues and organs are going to be procured. Mm-hmm. The family can still say no, that's not happening.
You are working closely with hospitals around the country in the Western and Eastern Cape. Referral to your organizations are from Groteskier Hospital, Eerste Rivier, George Hospital, Provincial Hospital, right here in the Eastern Cape. And you're currently busy with a case, or let me put it this way, a patient named Siyanda Matika. What is his story?
Yes. So Siyanda, he's a very special case in that his keratoconus is so severe that it's also affected not just his cornea, but his sclera. So the sclera is the white part of your eye. Mm-hmm. And so we need to fit a highly specialized pair of lenses onto him. They're called Eyepoint Pro. And basically, we take a complete impression of the cornea and the sclera. And only these Eyepoint Pro lenses can be used in a case like his. And they are enormously expensive. So we're trying to raise an amount of 55,000 rand towards his lenses, which will give him back completely functional sight.
Yeah.
You know, at the moment, he can't even see his hand in front of his face.
Oh, no, man.
That's how bad his vision is. But with a set of these lenses, he will have crystal clear vision. And he is studying at the moment at Rosebank College. His passion is education. So we really want to get this young man back on track so that he can continue with his dream to be a teacher. It's kind of like he's been robbed of everything in life at the moment because of this condition. He can't see the face of his young son, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine how hard that must be.
Absolutely.
It's not just like looking through a blurry glass. This is a whole lot worse. It's a very different story because the shape of the cornea, which bulges and also thins eventually,
all right.
And means you have all sorts of issues happening with your vision.
And he falls under Provincial Hospital in the Nelson Mandela Bay, if I'm correct.
He does. Right. He does. He was referred to us by our medical advisor, who is Dr. Leonard Haydenreich, who was actually instrumental in us getting us going in Port Elizabeth. So we got going in PE last year,
right
at the beginning of the year. We've done, I think, about 6 cases so far, and Siyanda will be our 7th in the Eastern Cape, but we've got a very long waiting list in the Eastern Cape.
Amanda, I'm confident Algoa Country will rally behind your cause. How do we assist your NPO in your journey?
Make donations as best you can. We really are appealing for any, and it's not just to general members of the public, but to any corporates who want to get involved. We are a level 1BBBEE registered organization as well. So corporates can get claim FED points socioeconomic development points. And obviously we can issue 18A tax certificates because we are registered as a public benefit organization, yes, as well as an NPO.
There
we go. So, yes, anybody whose heartstrings are touched by this story or any other eye-related conditions can go to our website, www.eyes2.org.za. And there are plenty of donation opportunities there. We've just uploaded our new debit order system onto that platform as well. So we are now fully capable of taking on debit orders from all the banks in South Africa, which is a great facility to have.
Amanda Sekum, thank you so much, and keep up the incredible work that you and your team are doing at Eyes to Eyes Foundation. And thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares. And yeah, we have all your details on our website already, algoafm.co.za.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Percy.
Much appreciated.
Thank you for the time.
Pleasure.
And thank you to your listeners.
At SPA, we don't just serve food, we serve people.
Hi, my name is Margaret. I own the store Duckbeck Spa and then also Addo Spa. Being a woman is not always easy in the industry. There's a lot of challenges you've got to face. All that I would like to say to young women, it doesn't matter where you come from or who you are. It depends where you're going. And you have to have, it doesn't determine your self-worth. It determines how hard you work and what your end goal you have in mind. And every success story and every successful woman started with somebody like me. So, it's possible. You put your mind to it and you'll reach your goal one day.
SPA, your community, your store, your first choice.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.